The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Our nation, the United States of America, has done a terrible thing by forgetting our God. We have lost our values, and God said in Romans chapter 1, beginning verse 28, how it would be when a nation or a world did that. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. I'm reading from Romans chapter 1, verse 28. When we forget God, His Word, it's always downhill in our values. And God tells us the result. In verse 29, notice how God continues here. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers. God is describing the way the world and our nation is, and the way it was before the flood and in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 30 continues, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. This is described in other places in God's Word as well. Verse 31, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Undiscerning, meaning we don't have the proper understanding. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Now you may want to ask yourself if Romans chapter 1 sounds like our world and our nation. And if you know the answer, then you just might think about learning and living by the Word of God. And God will help anyone that wants to change their ways to God's ways. Christ will return very soon, and He will change this upside-down world to His way. Where will you be at His return? That's a question that you need to ponder. Where will you be when Christ returns? Why are we as a nation, and especially our political and news media, and many religious leaders as well, so concerned about being politically correct? What has brought us to that point? And if you don't care about being politically correct, then you are belittled, criticized, and almost made to feel like a villain. What has being politically correct done to us or for us? Is it a good thing? Has it played a part in the weakening of our nation, such as all the crime, the overfilled jails and prisons, and the early release of prisoners back on the street? Why can't we call a spade a spade? Has politically correctness played a part in us giving in to other nations? You would think most everyone would recognize a spade and call it by its rightful name. But we seem to be afraid to call things what they really are. That wouldn't be politically correct. You might offend someone, an individual, a company, or other types of organizations, or even another nation. So the warning is out. Watch what you say. Where has freedom of speech gone? Well, no one has to paint us a picture to prove to us what has and is happening to our freedom in America. Freedom of speech is only one of those freedoms we are losing. How many in our nation even realize why we have become so weak in will to stand up for what's right? Yes, to have a standard to live by, something like the standard of truth. If we only had a standard to live by, then just maybe we would have the gall and tenacity to call things what they really are. Maybe we would not have to search for words and ways to disguise things, give them smooth or sweet-sounding titles, doing our best to make black look white and bitter look sweet. Would anyone that claims to be a Christian try to cover up, disguise things, to pretend or even say these ugly sinful acts are good for America? Has that happened, my friend? Has any of our leaders said that? If we were a Christian nation, then why would we make our rules and laws contrary to the Word of God? All the evils in our nation and the world has come on us because we have forgotten our God, as we have just read in Romans chapter 1. Did God and Jesus Christ ever offend anyone? Were they concerned about being politically correct? Did they lower their standard to avoid offending people? Did Christ call a spade a spade? Did he call things what they really were? You would think a Christian nation would follow the example of Christ. That's what a Christian is commanded to do. Christ called evil, evil, sin, sin. This nation, at least to a great degree, knew the difference for almost 200 years. We knew what was right and embraced it. We knew what was ugly, sin, and evil, and spoke out and withdrew from such, at least to a much greater degree than we do today. Truth and justice, God's word and his laws, hadn't fallen on deaf ears. Neither was truth trampled in the street, and things were much better for America in those days. Because we were with God, at least to the degree God saw fit to be with us and bless our nation. That was before we began kicking God out of our life and every place else that we could find to kick him out of. We weren't concerned about being politically correct and pleasing other nations and everyone within our own borders to get their support, their backing in our political arena or religious arena. Just maybe we were and should be today more concerned about obeying, pleasing the one who gives us life than trying to fit everybody's mold. Notice Jesus Christ wasn't all that concerned about offending others with the truth. In Matthew 23, beginning in verse 23, Christ said this, "Woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! My friends, these were religious leaders and civil leaders at that time as well. Woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone." Yes, Christ told them they should have tithe, and he tells us that today as well. But of course, we ignore that as a nation and probably as a world as well. But he says, you shouldn't have left the others undone. That is justice, truth, what's right, and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Yes, they neglected the laws of God, so they established their own laws, their own standard. Laws and standards they lacked. Does that sound like us today? They put faith in themselves. They trusted their own knowledge, and they knew a lot more than God. Does that sound like our nation today and this world? They rejected the standard God had set for everyone to live by. They had to be politically correct. That way, they didn't have to call a spade a spade. They could bounce all over the place trying to please everyone for their own advantage. They weren't really concerned about justice, mercy, faith, which is the way of God. Well, are we today? They wanted their way, their traditions. Christ is speaking to leaders, those who should be leading in righteousness, speaking and living their life in God's direction and leading their peoples in God's direction. Whether spiritual or secular leaders, it would seem that before anyone who aspires to be a leader would want to lead and rule and pass laws pleasing to God and good for the people. I want you to listen to what God requires of a leader. A king, a president, prime minister, or whatever title a leader or ruler of a nation may go by, and this would apply to spiritual leaders as well. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, beginning in verse 1, God has this to say, "Now these are the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse, thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, he who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, and he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after a rain." Yes, my friends, God is describing how a leader, a ruler, a secular ruler, or a spiritual ruler should rule. And he said if he did, he would be like the light of the morning when the sun rises. Yes, a beautiful day that you rejoice in. A morning without cloud, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after a rain. How beautiful it looks when it's dry and it comes to rain and you see the beautiful grass shining out there and beginning to grow again. Although my house is not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire. Will he not make it increase? Yes, God said that our desire should be to rule in his way and to live his way. But the sons of rebellion shall be as thorns, thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. Notice that, my friends, it's dangerous to mix with those that aren't ruling in God's way. That's what this verse is telling us. But the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in their place. Yes, God says there's coming a time when the wicked will pay. How plain that is. God wants everything to go well with the nation. That was God's intent when he created man. God loves his sons and daughters, which we all are. God is our Father. Jesus Christ is our brother in a spiritual sense, if we are obeying him. And all of mankind are his sons and daughters in the sense that God is our creator. God loves everyone and cares about everyone. That's why he gave his laws to us to live by. The first thing he did was to begin teaching Adam and Eve to live by his word. He didn't tell them or anyone else at any time to be concerned about being politically correct and act as any and everything goes. Don't offend by standing up for the truth. He didn't tell us that. If truth offends, don't speak or embrace it. He didn't tell us that. But right the contrary, he lived and spoke and embraced truth in all situations. That's the way Jesus Christ was and is. Notice what he said to a leader of our nation, and especially to a leader of a nation of Israelite descent in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 17, beginning in verse 14. This was just before Israel entered the promised land that God had promised them. Verse 14 of Deuteronomy chapter 17. When you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and possess it, and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me. You shall surely set a king over you, whom the Lord your God chooses, one from among your brethren. You shall set a king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother. Very good advice that God gave our nation. But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses. For the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again. In other words, don't set a leader over you that won't lead you in the right direction. My time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of articles that you should request. Nations in Decline. This will tell you why our nation is in decline. And why does mankind suffer? This will answer that question as well. So call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or order online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friend, and may God help you to understand and to live his way.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.